solution. All right. Welcome back to Dirty Secrets of Small Business. I'm Adam Sonhalter.
And I'm Jack Mancini. And if you want to be part of this program, 440-946-9468. You might have a question for Mr. Ned, and we'd like your butting in here. And if you butt in too far, we'll tell you to get off.
That's all right. And we're going to do right now, this is our Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Business segment. And we're going to talk to Ned Parks about of Aegis 360 Consulting about his experience with the Goldman Sachs program. We always like to start with, Ned, how the heck did you hear about this program? And when you did, what was going on in your world? You said, hey, it seemed like a good idea for me to take a day a week and just kind of, you know, get away from the business and let everybody else kind of, you know, again. So what made you think this was a great idea? And where were you when you
became aware? Shortly after Goldman came into the area, I ran into somebody that worked, and they're not there anymore, but I ran into a lady at that worked for them at a networking event, and she told me about the program, and I said, that looks pretty interesting. So I dug into it a little deeper, and at the time, the business wasn't big enough. From a sales standpoint, we shy of that, and I was shy of the amount of employees. So I kind of put it on a back burner, but I kept one eyeball on the program at all times. And I had made a decision at that point in the business that I was going to do one thing every year to advance the business. There would be either a new certification or a new vendor or a client or a training or some sort of something that advanced me and the business all at the same time. And so I had put it out there. They said, okay, 1 year I will do Goldman Sachs.
Okay.
At some point that's going to happen. And then a few other years, and I put a timeline on my website of the different milestones that we've had and relationships that we've developed and so on and so forth. And finally got big enough, and so I went snooping back around and said, hey, guys, I'm here. What do you think? And they said, put an application in. So I put the application in. And for me, it was tough because I actually wanted to do it a year earlier, and I looked at the schedule, and I already had work booked on a lot of the days. And when I book work, that's it. The calendar is then bolted down.
All right, okay.
So I looked far enough ahead, and luckily they produced dates far enough ahead. I was able to block those dates out.
Okay.
And I said, all right, I can make every single date without any issue at all. And went through the process and got a notice in the mail and said, hey, you've been accepted. So
okay.
I was doing backflips. I was pretty stoked about
it. So that was a few years from when you became aware of it to when it actually happened, right? Okay.
Yeah, a long time, in fact.
So is there you have a running list? You mentioned that one of your goals is to do something to move you ahead, move the business ahead every year.
Right.
So do you have like an ongoing list of things you keep track of where this got kind of thrown out, or it's a whiteboard somewhere you kind of throw things up with ideas and stuff?
Yeah, so 1 year I wrote a book and published it, and it's out, and that was a couple of years ago. I did Goldman Sachs.
What's the book?
1 year.
What's the name of the book?
The name of the book is The Simple and Easy Manager, What Managers Need to Know Before They Need to Know It, is the name of the book. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and you can find it there. I've got them in the office as well, but that's the primary place we sell it. So I wrote the book. I have identified, for instance, a company out of Sweden I wanted to do business with, and they produce tabletop business simulations. And I said, you know what, I liked it, I looked at it, and so I laid that down as a goal, and I said, next year I'm going to develop a relationship with them. And I have, and that's created a significant amount of new business and revenue. 1 year I decided I was going to pick up assessments, the DISC assessments that you're probably familiar with.
Oh, we love it. We use DISC for everybody. It's fantastic.
And so I said, okay, I'm going to bring that into the business, and that has produced a significant amount of new business and revenue. So every year it's been a relationship, or it's been something that I've done. So 1 year I was working with clients, and they kept talking about green belt and black belt and Six Sigma, and I kind of knew it. I read on it, and I said, you know, if I'm going to have a sane conversation with my clients, I'd better get there. So I said, okay, this year I'm going to get my green belt. I don't need my black belt because I don't do the work, but I said I'm going to get the green belt and lean practitioner. And I don't go and do that kind of, that's not the work that we provide, but I can certainly now, from a leadership perspective, I can weave into that way better than I ever could. So the value that I bring to the client is way higher, even though I don't sell that service. We don't do lean projects. We don't do any black belt projects. That is so far out of our wheelhouse, it's not even funny. But there isn't anybody that can pull the wool over my eyes either.
Yeah, you understand it.
I understand it. I understand the value of it.
Sure.
And oftentimes, It's as much a leadership issue as it is a technical issue. Trying to get people to change to those systems is a 100% leadership issue. And now that I understand the system, I can really assist the client in making that change. And now I know people that I say, you need to call John over here if you want somebody to do the project, because this guy did it for, you know, 40 years at this big manufacturing company, and he knows it, and he's great with people. And so now I'm able to send people in because I really understand. So I did that one year. So it's always something to step away from the business, Adam, and say, I'm going to make myself and the business better.
Perfect. Okay, so it's done. And so make sure we hear that. This is done on purpose. It wasn't like this, you know, again, you're thinking about it. You're making a choice, and you're tuning your station, putting your antenna up to say, I'm looking for these kind of opportunities.
Yes.
And the ones you described so far, you said you had an idea. Here's what it's going to do. It's going to be an additional product or service, or I can relate better to my audience in terms of if I understand, if I get my green belt, those kind of things. So looking at the Goldman program, what were you hoping to get out of the program? And then did it live up to what you were hoping for? Or did something else come out of that maybe you didn't expect to come out of it?
So it was, you know, it was interesting. A lot of my cohort alumni and friends said, I don't know why you're here. This is what you do for a living. You know this as good as they do. And I said, well, first of all, that's like the cobbler kids never has any shoes, right? You know, so yeah, I can walk my way through it. The finance piece was probably the most boring of all because I'm pretty strong in finance because of working for the guy I worked for, and he drilled it into me, and so that part wasn't as eye opening. But here's first of all, I'm one of these people that I learn by interacting with others, and I learned so much from understanding a business that's absolutely nothing like mine, that it's not even funny.
Well, the commonality.
The commonalities is, and what's there and so on and so forth. And just raising your business acumen will increase your ability to run your own business. I tell all of my clients that want to raise their business acumen, they must watch two TV shows religiously. One is Shark Tank and one is The Prophet. And I said, when you watch those two shows, your business acumen will go up from two different perspectives, one operationally, one investing, and you need to know them both.
Very good point.
And that is their homework. And I've got a couple of clients that have now turned that into lunch and learns. They actually watch episodes, and the senior leadership team get together and then discuss them like a book, almost like a book club. So that was the thing for me.
That's a great idea.
Oh, I love it. Oh, it really is. It's religious for in our house. I mean, my daughter is like, Dad, if you watch it without me, you're dead. You know, I mean, we just.
Tell me what you'd watch again with me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we peel the business model apart. I mean, we just have a blast. You know, talk about nerding out. Holy criminy. So now we do it with the Jamesons, but that's another conversation.
That's
But you know, the other thing that Goldman did for me was just I'm a highly social person, and I love other businesses, and I love to see what people are doing. And I was able to create, first of all, some incredibly good friendships, which – you know, if it never brings me a dollar, I don't care. I've made some phenomenal friends in that program that, you know, I can pick up the phone and say, man, I'm frustrated a bit with over a client. I just need somebody else to listen to me. And it's great to have somebody who knows nothing about my business listen to me about a problem I'm having and give me a perspective, and they're not suffering from the forest for the trees. And as consultants, we all know that's the value we really bring. Yeah, we bring some technical expertise, but I can walk into your business and I can see things you never see because you look at it every single solitary day.
That's probably
the largest value. So I want that back the other way. And so that's what it's brought for me is my unofficial business advisor group that's we don't meet on a regular basis. Although we've actually done some of that. I've partnered with another alumni and we did a business strategy retreat and we worked on their business, and they're in a totally different line of business than I am for half the retreat, and they worked on mine for the other half, and we had some great dinners and we sat and looked at Lake Erie, and you know, when you're in a small business, you don't get that opportunity very often. And I think it's really important to hit the brakes and get the heck away from your business and talk about your business and just sit back and work a whiteboard and do it with some fresh eyes. And Goldman Sachs has allowed me to develop those relationships. And I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Right. Well, it's good. You mentioned you kind of getting out. I think you joked earlier about that. Hey, when you're gone on Friday, it's gonna run better, right? And a lot of people, it's just the fact that it's running at all. The fact that it's still there. You know, you can go back on Saturday, go back on Monday. It's still there, right? Because a lot of folks maybe don't believe it. You know, I think coming in, they're thinking, yeah, maybe, but until they see it. So it's a big thing. Hey, go away. It's okay. And you get a chance to test your people. Right. And I was actually talking to the one of the new graduates last week, and she mentioned she was gone for the class, and her partner was gone too. And she said, I thought things we had covered. I was like, oh, this is good that we're both gone. So now I'm learning that things I thought were okay aren't okay. I said, okay, well, just again, you're always kind of learning. There's always a positive kind of takeoff stuff. All right, so it sounds like they're very, very good job from that standpoint. Is there anything, again, that maybe they could have done differently or better? You say, hey, gee, I wish they've done this better as part of the class, right. Maybe you know, post-class? Right. I mean, that jumps out at you there?
You know, the class itself, I really have very little that I think they could have done better. It's tweaks and maybe some of its style or just personal preference. So I really don't have anything there. Where I think it's lacking a little bit is on the alumni side. And you know, some of that is the alumni is not willing to be a part of some of the events. And the other part is I think that needs to be bolstered. And so our cohort, I'm pretty proud of. I was in cohort 13, and we were just a really strong cohort. I mean, really, we bonded incredibly fast. And we've stayed together pretty tight. And then there's a core group of us that if we're not together face-to-face, we know what's going on in everybody. You know, a guy sold his business, we all knew, sent out an email. He said, if you ever need to sell your business, I learned a lot. You know, I'll help you walk through that and give you some good sage advice kind of thing. And we get together for drinks every once in a while. We get together for breakfast. We kind of have a round robin. What's going on? What are you doing? So we've just, our cohort just said, we're just going to do that. The cohort behind me did the same thing. They've got a very strong core group. I know most of those folks, and I get together with them occasionally. But that, to me, is an area that the whole program, alumni as well as the program itself, could really bolster. I think we'd all benefit if we bolstered it up.
Okay, and being typical entrepreneurs, well, they see a need, they just start to do it themselves, right?
Instead
of and say, "Hey, I wish you guys had done this," because it's one of those things that they kind of go into that 13 weeks not necessarily knowing,
right?
And they get there and go, "Wait a minute, you know, I have to leave now." I mean, I didn't know I wanted it or I need it, and I've had it. And it's like, hey, I want more, but I want at least kind of stay connected to it. So your point, if they made it more purposeful, again, the program itself is very regimented. It's got things laid out. So to have it made a little more of that, to, hey, let's make sure it happens on purpose versus leaving it to the entrepreneurs to do the entrepreneurial thing. So that's good. No, very, very good feedback. Great story and great testimony for the program, Ned. So I appreciate that. So that's Ned Parks and Aegis 360 Consulting, his experience with the Goldman Sachs program. We've got one more segment to go when we come back from our break here. And we're going to talk more about what the future holds and talk a little bit more in depth on some of the really neat things that Ned and his team are doing to help educate people on financials, which is one of our favorite parts, Jack, as well as some leadership stuff. So stay tuned for that. I'm Adam Sunhalter.
I want to understand how we wrote a book, how we found time and got the expertise to write a book. I'm Jack Mancini.
All right, stay tuned. We got more Dirty Secrets of Small Business coming your way here on Integrity Radio, WINT 1330 AM, 101.5 FM, and online, WINTradio.com.